Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your market update for February 26th, 2025. So in today's topic, we're going to talk right through here. There's great news for mortgage rates. Okay, and then we have NVIDIA earnings. And you might be saying, Dan, what in the world does this have to do with interest rates and home real estate? So we're going to tie all these together in 1 second. So first off, who am I? My name is Dan Friel. I hope to be your nationwide mortgage loan officer, where our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, don't go away. I'll give you all that information and more at the end of this video. So stay tuned all the way to the end. So here's what's going on with mortgage rates. They're down to where we've been in since December. That's good news. I'm going to start my phrase I used to say is pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. And here's what I mean. We're going to have a live event this afternoon, and we're going to talk about refinances. When can you do it? How can you do it? Is there a restriction period? Do you have a prepayments? What are the costs? We're going to talk about all those things. But the reason why I said that is back in like 2019, 2020, when rates went down to all the like 2% on the 30-year fixed, we had people at 4, 5, 6%. They're like, okay, I want 1.99. I don't want 2. And they would hold off, and it's like, and then they'd miss it. Okay, so please don't miss it out. So check out today's live video so you can learn how all this works. And the cost when it comes to refinancing is a fraction of what it is when you bought your home. So that's one of the catalysts that a lot of people don't understand. So without further ado, let's get to it. So mortgage rates eased a little bit yesterday. This might have stalled, and I'll go through that here in 1 second. So let's go over to the economic calendar we have for the week. So tonight we have NVIDIA earnings. So here's my expectations on this. If NVIDIA earnings come in really good, you're going to see the stock market rally, and you're going to see mortgage rates pop right back up. And here's why. Everybody's sitting on the sidelines hoarding their money saying, okay, I think the market's a little overbought. I'm going to wait and see if there's anything in the news or anything in the financial data or anything in the annual reports that can make me comfortable of putting my money back into the stock market. But before that time, or until that time, people are going to be sitting on the sidelines like they have over the last couple weeks. So if NVIDIA earnings come in really good, you're going to see people moving out of the safe havens and back into the equity markets. If you see NVIDIA earnings come in weak, you're going to see this strength continue in the bond market. So let's take a quick look at what the bond market's been doing over the last couple days. So here's what we're seeing today. The bond market is up one tick. Let's go over the 10-year treasury, because I'm going to add this in here. I'm going to start putting the 10-year treasury up there as well, because we're going to focus in on this just as much as we do this. And the reason being is the Secretary of the State, Secretary of the Treasury, came in and he said last week or 2 weeks ago, he said, we're not going to focus or really fight the Fed right now. What we're going to do is we're going to get our fiscal house in order, and we're going to start bringing down the 10-year treasury because we're going to start chopping away at our national deficit. So that's what we're seeing. That's the reason why these numbers are here. But if you look at like a 2 or 3 day chart, here's the chart that's concerning to me most. Here's a 5 day chart. This is a great rally in rates. Okay, rates have been down about 0.25% because of this. Okay, so here's the part that scares me over here. You're gonna see a big gap. See this gap between here, right through there? That most likely gets filled. Okay, so how does it get filled? Well, if yields go back up. So the expectations are this is a line right now that we don't want to get to or cross, because if we do, we're going to pop all the way back up to a 4.4 in the yield. So we're going to focus in on both of these to see if this gap gets filled at any point. But a catalyst for that, like I said, could be possibly NVIDIA's earnings that are coming out after the bell today. So that's what we're seeing in the markets right now. So bond market is completely flat. I think waiting on NVIDIA earnings is the same way with the 10-year that we're looking at there. So now let's get over to the news for the rest of this week. And now this is where the numbers start to really come in. So tomorrow, we really have nothing. We have building permits that came in, and it came in right in that line. Now tomorrow's when the numbers come in that could really start shaking up the markets. We have the data that the Federal Reserve monitors. What is it? Well, it's GDP, it's inflation, and it's jobs. Well, so far this week, here's what we're going to have coming up. Thursday, we're going to have the initial jobless claims, so that fills the jobs report, see how healthy that is. Then later tomorrow, we're going to get the GDP. So those two pieces of the information that the Federal Reserve wants. Then the last piece of that equation is right down through here, the PCE. Now, Federal Reserve puts the most weight on the PCE for the inflation numbers. Okay, so that's what they're looking at. So if this number comes in right on point, it's going to be a boring day. If this number comes in high, it's going to not be so good. If the number comes in low, you're going to see the markets rally like crazy. So we don't want the PCE going up, and we just want a healthy economy with the news coming out tomorrow. So that's what's happening in the markets right now. Again, we have mortgage or bond markets are absolutely flat. Look at that. They're zero and zero. That usually doesn't happen. We go over the equity markets. They're faring pretty well today. We have green across the board. We got oil down nicely under $70 a barrel. That's telling us inflation's going to come down. And there's the VIX isn't up here, but I can almost assure you that the anxiety level on Wall Street's pretty high at this point. So now, who do am I and what do I do? Let's get to those 30. How do we get you 30 quotes with one application? Well, I got to do a public service announcement first. If you don't want your financial data sold by the credit agencies, I need you to go to optoutprescreener.com. This is kind of like the do not call list, but this is the do not sell my financial data list. So go to optoutprescreener.com, scroll down, hit the button, and you're going to choose most likely the five-year plan where you can electronically choose to go in and out of this program over the next 5 years. The other one is a mailing feature. I wouldn't do that. So now on to me, what do I do? Well, here's the cool thing is I work at a federal bank. So what does that mean to you guys? That means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the cool thing, and the reason why we joined this financial institution. They're set up with 30 other lenders at this time. And here's what this means to you guys. Instead of putting in your application at, you know, all the 4, 5, 6, 7 different places and then following up with the applications and quotes and rates and all this other stuff, let us do the heavy lifting for you. Here's what we do. One application, you're going to fill it out. It's going to be right there. You can schedule a consultation with us or you can scroll down and give us a phone call. But you're going to put in one application. We're going to then pull your credit, and then we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how does this benefit you? Well, I have all their rates, all their programs. If they have any grant programs, I can get it. If they have any down payment assistance programs, I can use it. So why do all this heavy lifting on your own? Reach out to us. We'd love to help you. How do you reach us? Go to therateupdate.com. There's 4 different ways to do this. One, you can click the Apply Now button right up through there. You're on your way. I'll be calling you probably within hours. 2, you can schedule a one-on-one consultation right through there. Or 3 and 4, scroll down to the bottom of the website, and you're going to find our 800 number right through there, as well as my email address. So if you have any problems getting a hold of us on the phone, please either schedule a consultation with us or shoot me an email with your question, your contact information. I'd love to reach back to you, answer any questions that you have, and more. So thanks for watching, folks. Right now, the bond market is completely flat, and we have mortgage rates just staying steady, and I don't think there are going to be really much movement at all today. So stay tuned. We will be live, like I said, today at 3 p.m. Central talking about refinancing. How, when, can you, what's it cost? Any questions you have, be more than happy to answer those. So I'll see you at 3 o'clock, folks. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.